keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, a Gold Coast polysubstance drug dealer and addict has narrowly avoided jail time. 29-year-old Jeremy Woods appeared in the Brisbane Supreme Court on February 7th, where he pleaded guilty to trafficking dangerous drugs, possession of cannabis in excess of 500 grams, and contravening an order to provide police with access to a device. Police reviewed messages on Woods' phone and were able to reveal Woods had been trafficking in cocaine, MDMA and cannabis between August 26th of 2022 and his arrest in 2023. He spent 13 days on remand before being released on bail. Wood has since then managed to turn his life around, finding work at a concrete pumping outfit where he is considered a valuable member of the team. Chavez J. Edwards, a young farmer from Tallagalla Weir in the Fraser Coast region of Queensland, has faced the Marrabarra Magistrates Court this year on charges of serious animal cruelty. Chavez trapped a sand goanna at his property in Tallagalla Weir and proceeded to use a flamethrower to kill the animal. Sand goannas, like all lizards in Australia, are protected under various state and federal laws. Chavez pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 3 months of prison and suspended for 12 months. In national news, Australia's National Lung Cancer Screening Program has just begun. The program aims to reduce deaths from the disease, which is the nation's worst cancer killer, claiming around 9,000 lives each year. Current eligible people include heavy current or former smokers aged between 50 and 70. In a world first, Monash University engineers have developed a device that accurately tracks the amount of breast milk a baby drinks in real time. The brains behind this project, Dr. Faye Myers-Brand, was inspired by her own experiences as a new mother. The device was created in response to mothers that stopped breastfeeding before 6 months because of perceived insufficient milk supply. It works by placing a sensor on the baby's neck while feeding. The sensor, with the aid of AI, is then able to measure the amount of milk consumed in real time. The device is now close to commercialization. In international news, a father jumped into the ocean to save his daughter after she fell overboard from a Disney Cruise Line ship, prompting a dramatic rescue by crew members. The incident took place on the last day of the cruise as the ship was travelling from the Bahamas to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on Sunday afternoon. The girl appeared to fall when her father took her picture against a railing, witnesses said. They were both safely pulled onto a rescue boat after treading water for 10 minutes. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 10am news. I'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.